Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I am so happy to have you back. So today, I just want to do an impromptu bonus episode where I'm chatting what I've been reading lately, how I got through my reading slump, and a little bit of what I've been doing. 2021 was the year of the reading slump. I literally spent months just focusing on like everything else but reading. From social media, Instagram, TikTok, TV shows, I was just like doing everything but reading. And I try to get out of my reading slump by trying different things. Like over the summer, I read most of the Thermal Glass series. I read up to halfway of book 5. And then I got bored and I stopped reading it. I try to read some series. Like I read Lost in Love by Louisa James. I read like the whole series back to back. And it was great. And then I read a couple of historical romances because I was like enjoying. But I realized something that was like what was bugging me is like I actually, for some reason, I was like trying to make reading happen, and it was just like not the right thing for me at the time. Most of the year has been about like staying in Chicago, being in COVID, then trying to move over the summer, move out of Chicago, and then settling into Florida, which is like a whole different ballgame. Like I actually, I'm in Tampa right now and I need a car. So because supply chain issues, it's getting a car is a little more expensive and it's a little more difficult. And so I am like, that's going to be a 2021 project is to get a car. But in some other ways, it's been great to move to a warm weather where it's just nice 80 degree weather all year round and it's just nice. And so it's been a good time. But once I moved to Tampa, I realized I just needed to do something back to get back into sync. So one thing I did was to stop reading romance for a while. And hear me out. If you're reading romance and you're not getting into it, just take a break from it. Like, you have permission to take a break from it. And so one thing I started reading were thrillers. Like, I read, I think, about a few of them. Like, popular thrillers that were still, like, over the summer that I just, like, read them, like, now. A few months later, and then I read like some like books that are not marketed as romance, but they have some romantic elements, and I was like, I really loved them. Some of the books that I read was The Last Thing He Said by Laura Day, which was fun. It was like a popcorn thriller. That's what I would call like, you know, popular thrillers. There's like a little popcorn thing. I did read 7 Days in June, which was by T.M. Williams, which was great, and I loved it. And then I just did, I tried to do some holiday romance in October, and then I got burned out by that. I read, I have to do holiday, I'll put the holiday stuff in the show notes of a couple holiday books that I read. And then after that, I started reading 2022 titles, because I was like, well, maybe I'll go ahead. And I did a few of them. A few of them were 5 stars, and a few of them were okay. The 5 stars are The Roughest Draft that comes out in January, Weather Girl that comes out in January, Lucy Checks In, which comes out in August. I didn't realize it was coming so late. And then I have like quite a few arcs that I get to read and let you know if they're good or bad. I'll try to do more episodes like this where I'll tell you if you want to pick them or skip them. And Made in My Hand by Lauren Lane, that comes out in January too. And those were great, great romances. And then what happens is I got burned out by that. And I'm like such a mood reader. So I think by chance, I decided to read a mafia romance that I saw on TikTok. It's Sweet Temptation by Cora Riley. I read half of it a few weeks ago and I was like, oh, I just put it down because I wasn't feeling it. And then last Sunday, I was like, I'm just going to finish it off because it's 50%. I can finish it off. And I got hooked. So right after that, I read a serial killer romance by Sophie Lark. There is no evil and there is no devil. It's a duet, but doesn't live in a cliffhanger. It's about 1KU. And I absolutely loved it. It was like, it just, it buy the most of the feeling of thriller, but at the same time, reading romance. Like, there's some romantic elements with that, but it's just, like, it was, like, fast-moving, plot-driven, like, just move, move, move. And so, based on Street Temptation, I saw one side character was mentioned that she was married off to these other family, their terrible family, in Las Vegas. And I was like, well, I'm curious, does she have a book? And I looked, and she does have a book. So it's book two of the Camorra Chronicles. So book one is Fabiana's Stories, which I did not read. I want to preface that I did not read it. I got the gist after reading the other books in the series. I was like, eh, okay, it's fine. So book two is the secondary character from Sweet Temptation, from that family, Ma family, who gets married off to the Ma family in Vegas. And it's, she gets married to a sociopath. He doesn't have any emotions, and he likes to torture, but he protects her, like, from the get-go. Like, she had some terrible things happen to her. They're the family, and he kills for her on the wedding night. And it starts with a bang, and it ends, like, that way. So I read that book, then I read second book, I listened to it while I was work, and the second book is the hero basically kidnaps a heroine on her wedding day, and keeps as a captive romance. I didn't realize that's like a big trope in mafia romances. Book four follows back book the couple from book two and tells you events that are happening with the family, so it keeps the story going. Book five is basically my least favorite one. It was like 2 stars. Basically, like, the hero was like cheating on the heroine for 60% of the book. So, and then, like, it just didn't make sense. So it was just like, I did not like that story. But I love book six. So book six is the baby of the story, and he discovers that he connects with Bratva Princess, which is the Russian mafia. She comes to his territory. They're racers. They like to do driving races. And so she decided to join that race camp and all these different things. And so he is attracted to her, and they know that she's a princess, a Russian princess. And so they're like, they let her do it, and they were like, okay, we can work it out. But they were like, there's a forbidden romance, so like, they can, because they're feuding families at the end of the day. Like, how they're gonna be together, how they're gonna work it out. That book has a lot of trigger warnings, so for sexual assault and abuse and stuff like that. And it's gory. It is gory. There's torture, there's stuff. But it's just so good. So I read all 5 books in a week. And then I read the second part of the Serial Killer Romance on Saturday. And then Sunday I read Stolen Hair, which is another captive romance by Sophie Lark. That's her Chicago mob business. And that one, he captures the baby daughter of the Irish mafia. He's a Polish mafia, and he captures her. And she's a dancer, but she's not prepared. She's not involved in the mafia romance. And so she's, like, not sure what the hell happened. So that was, like, pretty much my reading day. Right now, I was like, oh, my gosh, I love this dream trope and stuff like that. So I'm loving it. So I'm just, like, picking up books. So I borrow a few books in the library, and we'll see. I'll give you an update next week. I'll try to do an update next Tuesday and tell you what I read, what I write. If you like these episodes, leave a comment in the blog, I think. That's the best place to know. Or tweet me or send me a message on Instagram at whatToReadNextPod. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.